Wendy, I could get some verbiage for my being to be more present with what is next for me, or what I can move into, so to speak. Just some insights.
And you are asking, what is your next step?
Sure.
On your spiritual journey?
Yeah, that would be a good question, yes.
All right. Thank you. Let us pause a moment. There are aspects of your mind that are scattered in different ways. You tend to get confused because there are many interests that you have spiritually, you see. And so you get caught in one thing and you begin to read about it or learn about it, and then another thing comes in and that moves your attention to here, and you get scattered and you go to another thing and another thing. And so the reason why you are getting scattered is that you are focused more on the ego mind rather than on the higher mind, you see. So what I'm going to do is create a tone, a frequency, and everyone else can do this too, a frequency that will help you to move from the ego mind into the higher mind. The higher mind is that aspect that is more connected to the etheric body, and that aspect, that higher mind, is much more connected to the higher frequencies and energies of the universe that are available to you. At the same time, when you hear this frequency, imagine that you are rising out of the ego mind and into the higher mind, which you can see as a dome of pearlescent light that oversees your head, let us say. And allow your consciousness to rise up into that light, and then make a connection from that area, from the higher mind, all the way into the heart. So you're connecting the higher mind through the ego mind and into your heart. So you can imagine a light flowing from your heart up through the throat chakra, through the third eye, into the ego mind, and then all the way through the ego mind to the higher mind. And this will help you to be able to let go of all of that confusion, you see. This is very important for you in order to move forward on your spiritual path. This is the first thing that needs to be done. When you make that connection, then you will know what is your next step, you see. So if you are willing to do this and receive this, are you willing?
Yes, of course. And I think I'm confused because I thought that that's what this was about. But yes.
See, you're still in the ego mind about that. Okay. That's why. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Just don't worry about what is going on in your head right now.
Okay.
All right?
Doesn't seem like much.
Okay. So, what I would like you to do when you hear this sound is imagine the energy from your heart moving all the way up through the ego mind. Imagine that in your head, physical head. And then see that heart energy bringing you up higher into a frequency that you will feel is very different from the ego mind. And then when you listen to the recording, I would suggest you listen to it over and over until you know when you are in the higher mind. Do you understand that?
Okay.
All right. So I will create this tone now. Expansiveness of the higher mind frequency as the energy rose And the last tones that you heard, that is the frequency of the higher mind. So just feel that for a few moments. Feel the peace being in the higher mind. Whenever you get confused, you can listen to this aspect, the question that you asked, which will be on a separate little track. Just listen to this again and do it every time you feel like you're in the confusion. And this will help you to ground into the higher mind. Thank you.